News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because the People Before Profit Solidarity Think-In takes place in Dublin later today. We're joined by Mick Barry, People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Cork North Central. Mick, what are the main topics for discussion today?
Well, we'll be discussing the talk of the town, which is the Apple tax money, the 14 billion. The broad guidelines that we would set out is that these monies should not be used for paying down the national debt or for the Future Ireland Fund. We think there are emergencies, pressing issues in this country that need to be addressed and dealt with. There's no issue more important than the issue of the housing crisis. I mean, we've got 4,000 children in emergency accommodation. And the idea that we're saying that we're holding money back when there's an investment needed in social housing. So, for example, we costed last year that you would build 7,000 new social houses at a cost of 2.2 billion. That is an example of what needs to be done with this money.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been discussing this on the show all morning. I've been making the point that we spend 5 billion euro on housing every year. Anyway, the idea that the lack of money is our problem is kind of missing the point.
Well, I've heard that argument many times, but I think when you boil it down, you need money in order to build houses. And the more money you have, the more houses you can build. Now, there is a question of whether you build houses for profit or whether you build houses for people. And you cut out the profiteering from, the owners of land and from developers. And we would support the establishment of a state construction company. Sinn Féin have proposed that there be a state construction company that focuses work in Dublin. Why just focus on Dublin? There's housing need in other big cities. Including the city that I am a TD in, the city of Cork.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a bit of a trite point to make, but people have been making it. If we can't build a bike shed, if the state can't build a bike shed in Leinster House without going ludicrously over budget, how can we expect the state to directly build homes? I mean, even the great housing developments of the 1940s and 50s, they weren't built directly by the state. It was builders hired by the state who built them.
Yeah, but it's a point well made. When Ireland was a relatively poor country, we were able to build fine social housing projects in Dublin, Limerick, Cork, the big cities. And it made a real appreciable difference in people's lives. If you want to cut out the profiteering and the mismanagement that you see in the example of the bike shed.
You talk about spending money on capital and infrastructure. I think most people would agree with that. But you want to take 2.5 billion out of the tax net by raising the universal social charge eligibility, by raising that threshold to 100,000 euro. How are you going to replace that 2.5 billion? I think it's about an eighth of our total income tax take.
Yeah, it's a good question. And you're right. We want to abolish the universal social charge for every individual earning less than 100,000 euro a year. Look, the universal social charge was introduced during the austerity crisis. We were told at the time that it was an emergency measure, a short-term measure. Fine Gael promised in the 2016 general election that if in the next government they would abolish it in the course of that Dáil. They haven't done so. So there is an opportunity here to get rid of this hated tax.
What do we replace it with is my question.
Yeah, I think what you replace it with is that...
By the way, it brings in, the total tax brings in 5.5 billion every year. But even just raising the threshold to 100,000 would cost 2.5 billion euros. How do we replace that money?
Yeah, so I'll put a proposal out here which would raise slightly more than 5.5 billion. It would cover all the costs. So we have 11 billionaires in this state. We have thousands of millionaires. So we want to put on the table the idea of a millionaire's tax. So to be specific, if you had a 2% tax on the wealth of millionaires, the top 5% in Irish society, Yeah, 2% tax on the top 5% of Irish society. Allow, don't count the cost of the principal primary residence, the house, up to a value of €1 million. That could raise, according to figures which are now a year old, we want to get them updated, €5.9 billion.
Who says it could raise 5.5 billion? Like, there isn't a wealth tax anywhere in the world that raises that kind of revenue, Mick.
Yes, there is. There are countries, including countries in Europe, that have wealth taxes in place. But yet in this country, not only do we not have a wealth tax...
We've got a property tax, which you guys want to abolish too.
Property tax is a tax on the family home. If you want to have a property tax on a second home or a third home, I don't have an issue with that. I do have an issue with taxing people's homes. The point is that there are wealth taxes in other countries. The government won't even countenance the idea of a wealth tax in this country, and a 2% charge on the top 5% has the potential to raise nearly €6 billion and will more than pay for the abolition of the universal social charge, a penal tax that we were promised was temporary.
Mick Barry, People Before Profit, Solidarity TD for Cork North Central. Thank you for talking to News.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.